Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me at this earlier time. Due to jet lag, I decided to give the share a little earlier tonight. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Simen Shin Nun Ches, and we're going to be doing Se'ifim Dalet, Hey, Vav, and Zion. This is page Reish Yud Beis Amud Aleph. So Se'if Dalet, again, this whole Simen has been talking about a Karpef, where the Halach is that if you have a Karpef that's less than Beis Hasayim, so Beis Hasayim or less, if it's surrounded by Mechitzos, so you're allowed to carry in it. But if it's Yoser Mi Beis Hasayim, then it has to be Hukaf Ledira in order to be allowed to carry in it. So says the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Dalet, Karpif Yosem Isasayim Shenata Boilan is the Mayit Aviro. If you have a Karpif that was more than Beis Hasayim, but then you planted trees in it, so there's less available space in it, Lo Avimiyut, that does not take away from the overall space of the Karpif. Afilu Yesh Behen Gova Asara Verochav Arba'a. Even if those trees are 10 Tvachim high and 4 Tvachim wide, it does not take away from the space of the Karpif. Uadin Lechav Arba Bar. And the same is true if you dig a bar in the Karpif, it does not take away from the size of the Karpef. Sivkat memal v'mishbur l'mayla virush lo yishitcho yosus misasayim v'yemot tulteltobo. Meaning the point is that after you plant the trees, the available space in the Karpef without trees is less than Beisasayim. So maybe now you're allowed to carry there. So the Shulchan Aruch says, no, lo havi miut. Shadar klasos came b'karpifos lehonos ben v'lechav techtein b'tzel. Because it's a normal thing to do in an area where you live, to have trees. Your backyard has trees, so you can enjoy the shade. V'yefshu l'mayta l'hachshu l'bedvarm shein derech. The only way to be memait the space of the karpef is by putting something in a karpef that does not typically belong in a karpef. Afili yesh ben gova asara, and that's true even if these trees are ten tvachim high, decholken b'kol makom rishus liatzman, where they would normally be considered their own rishus v'nas, rishus yachid, and anything ten tvachim high and 4x4 tvachim wide is considered rishus yachid. Afili wachi enu memait kibin shumitash misher karpef. It still doesn't take away from the overall space of the karpef, because that is one of the uses of a karpef. L'chofer bo bar, and the same is true if you dig a bar in the karpef, shel mayim, meaning a bar, meaning that has water in it, even if that bar is 10 tvachim deep and 4x4 tvachim wide, and even though one cannot walk where the bar is, it's still considered part of the sasayim and more of the karpef, because having a bar that provides water is a typical usage of a karpef, not dissimilar to trees. Similarly, if one makes a bar in a garden, it also does not take away the space and the size of the garden, because it is a typical usage of a gina to have water to water it. And something else which that you were to place in a karpef for a gina that is not of any use to the karpef for the gina would take away from the space of the karpef for the gina, and you'd have to remeasure based on the current available space. But it's obvious that anything that's movable would not take away from the space. So you park a tractor in your karpef, you don't say that that now you measure around the tractor. No, because the tractor is movable, and therefore the spot that the tractor's on still is still taken into consideration as part of the space of the karpef. If you build a pillar in the karpef and that brings it to Beis Hasayim or less, so if it's a 3 tefach wide pillar, that counts as a miut. That counts as minimizing the size of the karpef. Wherever you build that amud, whether it's in the middle or near the walls of the karpef, if it's 3 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high, but if it's any less than 10 tvachim high or any less than 3 tvachim wide, then it's considered insignificant and we view it as if it doesn't exist, and therefore the karpef would still be measured based on its actual measurements, including the space that the amud is taking up. Sif vav, banu mechitza ba'orech eser. Levnei Mechitza Rishona Levatla Shetia Kamo Sheinavia Mukaf Ladira Alidea Shnia. So we learned that if you have a carpet that's not Mukaf Ladira, in order to make it Mukaf Ladira, you need to knock down the fences and rebuild them L'Shem Dira, right? You rebuild them after the house is there, L'Shem Dira. So we spoke about how if you don't have to knock down the whole fence, you could just knock down a little more than 10 amos of the fence. Now we're suggesting you don't even need to knock it down. You could just build another extension, another area of fencing that's more than 10 amos right in front of the existing fencing. And that makes it that the whole thing is mukaf ladira. Provided that you're marchik the new fencing from the old fencing by three tvachim, that's going to make it mutter. Says the Mishabur ba'orech yoser me'eser, a length of more than 10 amos. Ken tzorech lomar umari degava yigam ken eser. It has to be that the height is 10 tvachim at least, but the length along the fence that it covers is more than 10 amos, so it's not just a pesach. Lifnei mechitza lifnim bekarpeif, inside the carpet in front of the mechitza, shetia kemisha'ena, because it makes the original area of fencing that's behind it as if it doesn't exist. Vavi kilu nifretz b'mechitza yishana kolor chazeh, and therefore it's as if you have made a breach in the old wall along that entire length. So all of the mechitzos now become batal on account of this pirza. Via mukav ladira, ma'ir shapasal pesach kodem shvan mechitza chadasha. It only becomes mukav ladira if when you built this new fence, you already had a dira inside. So you either opened up a door from your house to the area, or you built the house inside. Shlosha tvachim mutter. If it's more than three tvachim away from the existing fence, it's mutter. Davle hekif chatesh l'shem dira, because that's considered a brand new hekif for the sake of dira. Avalim karav hakosel chadesh b'toch shlosha hakosel yoshel l'mahani. But if the new fence is within three tvachim of the old fence, and it does not work, tesu lo nechshav kikosel chadesh, because then it's not really considered a new fence. It's as if you just built an extension onto the old fence, which doesn't really work. Now this only doesn't work if by adding this new wall you have not minimized the size of the karpif to sasayim or less. But if by building this new wall you have diminished the size of the karpef to base a sayim or less, then you don't need to knock down the mechitza. Then you don't need the whole thing to be mukaf ladira. It's just mukaf, and that's good enough. So building a new wall can accomplish one of two things. It either can accomplish making a new sense of hukaf ladira, or it can accomplish minimizing the size of the karpef to the point that it doesn't need to be hukaf ladira. Siv zayin, tachtit al mechitzos harishonos l'mayit aviro v'nismait. Let's say you add plaster or lime onto the existing mechitzos in order to diminish the size of the karpef, and it works. The size of the karpef is now diminished to less than sasayim. Imatit ava shimtinat al mechitza rishon ruyilamud b'fnei atzma. If the lime that you added onto the wall is so thick, the cement you added onto the wall is so thick that if you were to remove the original mechitza, the cement would stand on its own. Have a miyut. Then it actually diminishes the size of the karpef. V'imlav lo have a miyut. But if it's not thick enough to be able to stand on its own, then it would not be considered enough to diminish the size of the karpef. Sivkatan and gimel. So that its size should not be greater than Beis HaSayim, so that you'll be able to carry in the karpef, because you don't need it to be hukaf ladira when it's less than Beis HaSayim. Have a miut v'afil lo toch ele be'echon mikasei karpef. Even if you only added the cement onto one of the walls of the karpef, v'afil b'mukzaso, and even only on part of the wall, sagi, it's still good enough. V'mikal mokom nir shetiel kalpanim gova atich hatiach asara mikarko l'mayla urechav shlosha. But this cement that you add needs to be 10 tvachim high and 3 tvachim wide. Otherwise, it's not chashuv. Just like the pillar that we spoke about in Sifhei, Vayin Bir Alachem. If it's not able to stand on its own, it's as if it doesn't exist. However, there are those that disagree with the Shulchan Aruch over here. That anything that's able to stand, not on its own, but if it's able to even just stand together with the existing kosel, that's good enough to be mema'it, the size of the karpeth. And in cases of necessity, we can be makil like this second opinion. So this only works, though, obviously, if it actually diminishes the size of the karpeth to base society more or less. But if it doesn't diminish the size of the karpeth, even though this cement that you're adding onto the wall, you're having in mind that it should be l'shem dira, even though it's thick enough that it would be able to stand independent of the original wall, it still doesn't work. That becomes like a case of mechitza al gabi mechitza, which we're going to talk about tomorrow in Siv Ches. So to review what we learned today, in Siv Dalet we said that if you have a karpef where you plant trees or you dig a bar, since those are normal usages of a karpef, they do not diminish the size of the karpef. And then in Siv Hey we said that if you build a post in a karpef, if it's at least 10 tvachim high and 3 tvachim wide, then it can diminish the size of the karpef and bring it to under Beis HaSayim. And Sivav, we said that if you build one way to make the karpef hukaf ledira is not just by knocking down the existing fence, but you can build a new fencing that's more than 10 amos long right in front of some of the old fencing, as long as it's more than 3 tefachim away, and therefore that's going to be considered like a pesach, like a breach in the old fence, and therefore it's going to make it mutter. Additionally, the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, by building a new fence, it could be that you're being mema'it the area of the karpef to lessen Beis HaSayim, in which case, of course it's going to be mutter. And then in Siv Zayin we said that if you add cement onto the original mechitzos and thereby diminish the size of the karpef, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, if that cement is strong enough to stand on its own without the original wall, then it actually diminishes the size of the karpef, otherwise it does not. However, the Mishnah Berurah quoted those who say that even if it's only able to stand together with the existing wall, but not on its own, that's still enough to diminish the size of the karpef. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Siv Ches and Reish Yud Beis Amud Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining.